Hello, hello, hello. This is British Jack, out of Los Angeles, coming to you for another show. For those of you who are new listeners, I've been running this show for a good many years now, and I will say that I haven't gotten many calls. Well, there's not many calls to be had at this point. No data centers, no telephone companies to send us our loyal listeners. Well, for those of you that are out on the East Coast, we've been hearing tales of troop movements and such coming from New York. If you're out that way, be careful. If not, well, now you know if you're heading in that direction. Here out in the West, there's quite a bit going on. We have movement coming from a lot of the gangs heading towards Biker Town in the Badlands. From what I understand of that, it's a pretty big soiree. For those of you who are traveling, be careful of Route 66. Unlike all the songs that used to talk about it, Route 66 is pretty screwed up now. And for those of you who heard that sound, that's just me adding some more music to this little laptop that I'm using to send out this message. Anyways, what all happened? Any of you really remember? Well, I remember. I was just coming into the Americas at the time. I remember being stuck in an airport over near JFK. I had just given this nice customs official my passport, and that's when the news started coming across the tellies that, well, no one was going to be allowed in or out of the Americas. Some bloody wanker in the government said that they thought they could solve this whole plague, the great death, by stopping anyone coming in or out of the country. Well, obviously that didn't work. Then somewhere along, months later, the president here decided, well, why don't I just nuke San Diego, and for good measure I'll nuke Los Angeles too. And he didn't use nukes, he used something that just evaporated people, leaving the buildings in such standing. Well, that didn't help good, did it? A few years later, we end up with a great quake, knocked down most of Los Angeles, and from what I hear, a good portion of San Diego and San Francisco. Am I bitter that I'm living in ruins? No, not really. The ruins here are looking better than they have in years. And for those of you who've been listening to messages coming out of New York, well, don't listen to them. Why don't you listen to my show? I'll be broadcasting music and such. And I'm using satellites, so anyone within satellite distance can hear me. Alright. I know every show I get listeners asking the question, and yes, I do have internet access for those of you that somehow have power and can uplink to satellites, so you can reach me at britishjack@britishjack.com. Alright, well, as I was saying, I normally do a listing of safe havens for those travelers coming through. I'll start with what I know, and then we'll just move on. Alrighty. Here in the West, there are places that you can seek safe haven. San Francisco being one of them. You can also seek safe haven in what's left of Fresno. There's a city there. Let's see here. We have heard rumors that there are people active in Las Vegas. You're not going to find much in the way of the casinos, from what I understand, but you will find a place to rest for an evening. There's a community in Henderson That's south of Las Vegas. There's Flagstaff, Phoenix, Yuma, Tucson, Tombstone. Yes, I know all the jokes. And as far as I'm concerned, it's probably not much better than it was back in the time of the Wild West. There is Red Rock, Silver City, Albuquerque, Roswell. Those are places, at least within the Western Theater, that you can go and find safe haven. Alright, now, in the Badlands, obviously you're not going to have a very good time of it. But we can at least give you some places to bed down for the night. Alright, if you go... Well, let's see all here on the map. You can head into Boise, and there are safe places to sleep there. In the Badlands, you can head to Dodge City. It is a safe haven, and from what I understand, they have running water. I don't know if they have electricity, but that's up to you if you wish to try and find them. There's Biker Town. Yes, I know, all of you are going to say. I've heard the stories of people being raped, killed, and murdered. Yes, I said killed and murdered because there's a difference. Well, from what I understand, Biker Town has both power. It has running water. And a whole mess of bikers that you have to contend with. But it is a safe haven from what I understand. Okay, from what I've been told, we have a new one going up in Sioux Falls in the Badlands. And just south of it, there's another one in Lincoln. Now, please understand that these communities may have been wiped off the face of the earth by bikers or by rogue armies that are still out there. Now, so, take every bit of information I give you with a grain of salt, at least if it is farther away from the West Coast than Roswell. Alright, from what I understand, I do know of some communities out in the East where you can seek safe haven. Please understand that, as I said before, take this with a grain of salt, because, well, we don't live out there. I'll start with the new ones that are out there. Supposedly, there's a settlement out in Kitty Hawk. There is one in Winston-Salem. There is, let's see here. There's one in Norfolk that you can go to if you're in and around the Maryland area. If you're near what was once Pennsylvania, then you can go to a place called Greencastle. Let's see here. What do we have on the map? Pittsburgh apparently does have power and water for those of you that wish to make the trek. Although, from what I understand, they're not allowing any new residents. So, if you're going to stay there, well, then you better have business to be taken care of or have something to sell. There's apparently some communities on the Great Lake, Lake Erie, that I will at least mention. There is Ash Harbor to the north. There is Lakewood. And there's a place called Harborview. If you're anywhere around those areas, from what I understand, they are safe. And there's a place called the Blue Devil Motor Works, which is basically a hotel that you can stay at, and they do have running water and power. Do keep in mind, you will be paying through the nose. Because these folks do not give this for free. Alright, for those of you living in the Texas area, I've already mentioned Boise, so I'll at least mention New Austin. We do have a listener in New Austin, a Mr. Tommy Gibson, who runs Gibson's Trading Post. So if you make it to New Austin, you should be able to find bits and pieces of supplies that you might need. There is a safe haven at Margot's Boarding House, and a right good bar. I haven't been to it before, but it is called the Metal Church of Mephistopheles in New Austin. There are supposedly entertainers that come there. Keep in mind, take it with a grain of salt. I have not been there. But that should at least give you something to work with. And last on the list, for our listeners who are in the New Orleans area, I am very sorry that you're underwater most of the time, but I can at least tell you that you are known to us. For those of you that are in the New Orleans area, that are at least traveling through, there's apparently residences for those that wish to take up living there. If I understand it right, you do have to join their militia. But from what I understand, that isn't a big deal. There's a metal church out there as well. I do not know its name right yet. Although, I have been told it may be the Metal Church of Asmodeus. I'm seeing a trend, aren't you? Well, at this point, I don't think I have anything more to say to you. So, I will start repeating this message for the next 2 days, and at that point, I will record a new message. And if anyone needs anything, you can reach me at BritishJack@BritishJack.com, and just remember, route it through whatever satellites are working, and you should be able to contact me. Pip pip, cheerio, and good living to you all.